This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Atlanta has the third highest eviction rate in the country. That's according to a study by the rental service Apartment List. The eviction rate in Atlanta is just below 6%. That's right behind Memphis and Phoenix. With me to discuss this is Kimberly Charles, an attorney with the Atlanta Legal Aid Society. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
And from Chicago, we have Ryan Kuhn, CEO and co-founder of Rentolutions. Am I pronouncing that right, Ryan?
You are. Thank you for having me.
So, Kimberly, what exactly influences an eviction rate? What are sort of the forces behind that statistic?
Well, you have to start with the process. The state law for evictions varies from state to state. It is definitely not something that it's a eviction in real estate law is a state based law, not a federal law. So it is going to vary from state to state. Georgia has very landlord-friendly eviction laws, and the eviction process in Georgia is designed to be a summary process that can get a tenant out in as little as 6 or 8 weeks' time.
Whoa, that's very fast.
Yes, yes. Also, in the state of Georgia, the inability to pay your rent is not a legal defense to an eviction.
So let's actually hear. This is a comment from Chris Salviati, who's a researcher with Apartment List and conducted this study. He says eviction is more common and widespread than even he originally thought.
About 3.3% of renters cited that they had been evicted at some point in the past. But if you look at the question when we ask if you've been unable to pay all or part of your rent in the past 3 months, the answer to that was 18% of all respondents answered yes to that question.
So, Ryan, I want to make sure we are clear on those statistics. Less than 4% of people have been evicted in the past year or so, but nearly 1 in 5 have been unable to pay their rent, at least not pay all of it, in the past 3 months. Does that statistic surprise you particularly?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. I think 1 in 5 people have struggled paying their rent, and a lot of that is caused by the demand for rental properties is going up, and the supply just hasn't kept up. And what that supply-demand imbalance has caused is an increase in rent prices that goes a lot beyond the growth in wages in this country.
So, I mean, to a certain extent, I guess we shouldn't be surprised by the 1 in 5 because nearly 14% of Americans now live below the poverty level. But Kimberly, when we talk about the rise in rental prices, how quickly can a landlord raise your rent? I mean, is there laws that determine whether they can increase your rent or not?
In Georgia, it's dependent upon the lease, the contract between the landlord and the tenant. If you are in a month-to-month lease with a landlord and it's private housing that's not subsidized in any way by a federal or state entity, your rent can go up with as little as 30 days' notice. And if you're in a lease, your rent is set for the term of the lease. So a year-long lease, the tenant can, you know, have a secure idea of what their rent's going to be for that year. But at the end of the lease, the landlord is free to raise the rent.
Ryan, what are the reasons? Kimberly addressed this one about tenants not paying rent or not paying it in full. What are the other sort of common reasons why an eviction occurs?
Yeah, so non-payment of rent does account for about 75% of all evictions. The other causes that can cause eviction are property damage or illegal activity going on at the property.
And what are the solutions to it? Is it as damaging for a landlord to have to evict someone, Ryan, as it is for the tenant to be evicted?
Absolutely. So at Rentolutions, we work with more than 50,000 landlords nationwide. And what we find is that about 40% of these landlords, their rental property is their biggest investment. So the eviction process doesn't just cause stress for the renter. It's really a stressful time for the landlord as well.
And one of the things that complicates this, Kimberly, is many tenants don't actually know what their legal rights are. I want to play this comment from Mark Rourke. He's with the Savannah Law School, and he says, again, some tenants could use some legal representation.
And it comes because these are actions where the tenant is overwhelmingly outmatched by counsel on the other side. Tenants oftentimes will lack the sophistication and even the capacity to understand all of the reasons or all the basis by which they may find themselves running afoul of the housing authority's rules and regulations.
So how complicated is the laws regarding tenants and landlords in Georgia?
It's a gauntlet for a tenant. First of all, you have to know that when you are served with the actual eviction warrant, that you have the right and the duty to go down there and file an answer. When you get to the court, the clerks lawfully cannot give out legal advice. It's unlawful for a clerk to give legal advice. And in most courts, you don't have a sea of tenant attorneys hanging out. If they do answer the eviction on time, they have 7 days to file an answer, 7 calendar days to file an answer.
Not business days, so that includes Saturday and Sunday.
Right. So if they make it to court, then when they get there, there are a sea of attorneys all representing the landlords.
Yeah. And okay, so Ryan, you've expressed that it's probably better for everybody involved to avoid evictions. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
So what's missing here, especially in places like Georgia? We have a huge number of evictions in Atlanta itself. There's a huge number in Savannah. And even in the South, there's new news that that in Durham, North Carolina, there's over 10,000 evictions since the middle of last year. So what are we missing in this process?
Yeah, I think as Kimberly noted, the education does play a huge role in avoiding eviction process. So educating both the landlords and the tenants about each of their different responsibilities and duties. I think the other big thing that's missing is communication. I think that as you noted, in the South, there have been a spike in evictions. I think a lot of that is caused, unfortunately, by an influx of these big institutional rental owners who are oftentimes not as willing or as likely to communicate with the tenant as they should be.
And Kimberly, you're nodding your head vigorously. This is a complaint we're hearing all the time, is gentrification, that people want to get the tenants out because they either want to tear it down and build something more lucrative, or they simply want to attract higher paying clients.
Well, and you're dealing with large institutional landlords that use automatic payment systems, and they'll do things like lock the tenant out after day 3 or day 5 if they haven't made their payment.
Which is illegal.
Well, yes, likely. But there's an argument to be made, yes. But they'll lock the tenant out, and then the tenant tries to pay rent, and they get charged a late fee. And then they can't communicate with the landlord on site, or there is no landlord on site. And then they get charged, if it gets to day 15, there's a dispossessory charge of $200, which is way more than the filing fee. So it starts to snowball for the tenant very quickly.
So your best recommendation to a tenant who may be struggling to pay rent?
Try to talk to the landlord early and often about your situation, and give Legal Aid a call. Either Georgia Legal Services or Atlanta Legal Aid both can provide advice to low-income tenants that qualify for our services.
Ryan, any different advice for you for a tenant that is struggling?
Yeah, I think one of the things, and we touched on this earlier, unfortunately, Georgia has a law where non-payment of rent is grounds for eviction. So regardless of the cleanliness or the ability to live in the property, a tenant is still required to make those monthly rent payments. So if you get in a situation as a renter where you're in a situation you don't feel like you should pay the rent,
yeah,
you still should. That way you can avoid the eviction process altogether.
Okay, that is Ryan Kuhn. He's CEO and co-founder of Rentolutions, and Kimberly Charles is an attorney with the Atlanta Legal Aid Society. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.